In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Well, few of you, I'm sure, would disagree if I said these times that we're living through our difficult times. But then, for those of us who have lived long years, there have always been difficult times. Depending on where you live, depending on what's going on in your family, depending how, whether or not you're trying to stretch your income to meet those BGE bills these winter days. But then there are times like these moments when the church comes together. When the church comes together to acknowledge yet another person who is putting herself at the service of God for the people of this congregation. And so, in the warmth of this sacred, calming space, there is a feeling of contentment here this evening, and a feeling of well-being in these brief moments that we're together here. It's a comfort to be among people who still trust God, and above all, who put themselves at the service of God. And the story about the early church that St. Luke wrote in that book called The Acts of the Apostles, the one that Mike read from just a few minutes ago, we heard about the early Christian community in Jerusalem, where there was no shortage of tension or stress around the events of those days. In the early times of the church, there were such differences of opinion. And in these difficult days, with so many different points of view about life's events and about the crises that seem to spring anew every week. Who knows, in the midst of all that's happening, what God has prepared for us here at Epiphany Church? As we work together, pastors, deeply devoted deacons, who have all chosen to perform their ministry here with us. In the gospel reading that Deacon Doug just read, the resurrected Jesus doesn't turn and ask the rather remorseful and penitent Peter, "Peter, do you want to be forgiven for your past, for some of those deeds you did to me?" No. Jesus asks only one question to Peter. "Peter, do you love me? Do you love me?" That's the eternal question that Jesus will be asking each and every one of us. And in our honest answer to that question, we are brought into a kind of intimacy with Jesus. And that opens us up to intimacy with the people we serve as pastors and deacons and Christians. Robin, captive to the love of Jesus Christ, may your ministry among us as a deacon bless you to be a blessing to you and to all you serve with the love of Jesus in your heart and soul. Amen.